And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The release of two Robeson County half-brothers incarcerated for 30 years for a rape and murder they did not commit has prompted curious reactions from top state officials. The evidence against Henry McCollum and Leon Brown, both with mental disabilities, consisted solely of a confession they signed and clearly did not understand. A test finally conducted on a cigarette butt at the crime scene found the DNA of Roscoe Artis, a convicted rapist who lived nearby. House Speaker Tom Tillis said the case shows we have protections in place. Governor Pat McCrory said he was heartened to see the convictions vacated. But Tillis presides over a state house that passed legislation to restart and speed up executions. McCrory is now in charge of the state that allowed this unthinkable injustice to happen. And where's the outrage, the calls to investigate? And where is Attorney General Roy Cooper, the man in charge of the Department of Justice in North Carolina? The capital punishment system is broken. It's not working. Our leaders should be demanding answers, not just offering condolences and assurances that things are working. Henry McCollum and Leon Brown know better. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.